Okay, so take us after the Russian troops liberated you and you were looking for family members, wondering where you're going to go, then perhaps became afraid to go back to Lodz because you heard others had gone back to their communities and were actually killed. What decisions are made then?
What now? Well, first, many of us got a ride to Prague, in the capital of what was then Czechoslovakia. And in Prague, the Red Cross and other agencies set up stations where many people that were that part of the world who survived the camps came to Prague. At the train station and in hotels, food was distributed. I remember my first bath. I remember getting some clothes and sitting at the table and eating with my mother. My dad was very ill, and he physically, and to a point emotionally, never quite recovered. But my mother was tower of strength through all this and again now. And so we were in Prague. Now what do we do? You know, can't stay here, but had to stay long enough to regain some strength. And then they decided that my father's uncle, the legendary Uncle Leon Goldman, brother of my grandmother, Wollmann, lived in Lausanne in Switzerland. And the aim became to reach him. But how? What do you do? There was no way. So then started a journey, which is an unbelievable story on its own, and I won't go into all of it. We were in the Russian zone. We were in Czechoslovakia, and then we were in the Russian territory, so to speak. And to get to the American-occupied areas of Germany was just the aim of everybody.
Were the Russian soldiers kind to you, sweet to you, always accommodating?
I had no bad experiences. Those first Russian soldiers who gave us food, they were very good to us. I have since heard stories that the Russians, right after all this, were already closing the borders, and that the second wave of Russian troops, there were horrendous atrocities committed by them towards anybody. Again, we were just very enclosed because you didn't know what to expect. Who was your enemy? Who was your friend? But it was known that the thing to do is in some way reach the American zone, which we did. We had nothing to carry. We had no belongings. And somehow we and some others managed to walk through the countryside into the Russian occupation zone of Germany.
Weren't you walking into the American?
We walked to the American, yeah, through a no man's land, so to speak.
So that was many days?
Oh, yes, yes, many days. But we're used to this. At this point, we had some more strength, and we walked. And there were some others, too. You should know there's a wonderful book written by a historian, and her name is Ruth, oh, I'll think of it in a minute, I'm so sorry. And also a book written by a Tulsan, a history professor at TU, Dr. Jay Geller, about being safe for Jews. The safe place after the war was in Germany. The book that Ruth has written is called Safe Among the Germans. Why? Because that was the place where the English, the French, and the Americans set up the displaced persons' home, the camps, DP camps. They were set up to help those who survived the camps, the German concentration camps. And those DP camps were set up in Germany. And that was the safe place to be, under the protection of the British, the French, and the Americans.